In other top news this Tuesday evening, U.S. President Barack Obama is in Denver today to sign into legislation a $787 billion stimulus plan designed to rescue the national economy before moving on to Arizona tomorrow for the unveiling of a program to help millions of homeowners fend off home mortgage foreclosures. The stimulus bill is being signed into law at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science to underscore investments the spending plan will make in the green energy-related jobs.
The plan, which passed by one vote in the Senate, is split into 36% for tax cuts and 64% in spending. Republicans say the tax cuts are insufficient and that the economy will be saddled with debt for years to come. Economic analyst James Lucier from Alpha Capital Research in Washington, D.C., told us more.
We really won't see a turnaround in the economy until we see a turnaround in housing, until we see the rate of foreclosures slowing, and until we see the credit markets open up again. In fact, virtually nothing in the bill is green. It does make very important promises and down payments for a future green policy. But the actual portion of the bill that would go toward solar power is only about $13 billion over 10 years out of a $900 billion package. So it is comparatively small. The package is about one-third tax cuts, one-third entitlements, and one-third public works spending. And what we see, unfortunately, is an emphasis on the public works spending that naturally takes a much longer time to reach the economy than payments to individuals. But on the whole, I think the market's very, very optimistic. And again, you know, the market is looking past the stimulus package. I think the market is clearly looking for a bottom at this point. But we don't really have a sense that it's here yet.